celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster catches, goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
They're back!
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Colonels fans, you asked and we listened. This year we are bringing back French fries, now available in both our first base and home plate concession stands at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Pair your favorite ballpark entree with French fries.
OMG. It's delicious.
Make sure to order some with the cheese sauce for dipping.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's time for the Colonels Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into a bright, sunny day here at Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. It is time for the Colonels Leadoff Show right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids entering play here today, tied for the best record in the Midwest League. Coming into action now at 11-3, the Peoria Chiefs opposing the Colonels today in Game 6 of this series at 7-7. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are now four games up technically in first place here in the West Division. Of course, it's because they're tied with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers in first place. Both the Colonels and the Timber Rattlers have an 11-3 record that's tied for the best mark in the Midwest League. Cedar Rapids going for a 5-6 series win against Peoria here with a 2-0-5 start. Great day for Sunday afternoon baseball. It is still fairly windy here in Cedar Rapids. We didn't really see that effect of power yesterday, but certainly with the increased wind here today as well as the bright sunny skies, it kind of feels like a day where the offenses might be here and they might show up in terms of the power side of things. The Colonels made their clutch chances count and received a dominant outing from the bullpen yesterday, a 6-3 series win-clinching victory to put the Colonels up 4-1 here in the six-game set. Brad Hanner, Melvi Acosta, and Osiris Herman combined for 5 scoreless innings of relief, and they induced a pair of ground ball double plays to lock down a thrilling ball game yesterday. The Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs traded punches in the early stages. Sawyer Gibson Long went toe-to-toe with Austin Love, and it was the bullpen for Cedar Rapids that ended up slamming the door. A couple scoreless innings each for Hanner and Acosta, then Osiris Herman with the 3-up, 3-down ninth to slam the door. A big part of yesterday's ball game was that bullpen and earning his second win in as many appearances, back-to-back appearances turning out in wins for Colonels right-hander Brad Hanner. He joins us next here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Brad Hanner right here in Cedar Rapids.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday.
Baby, you're a
Following each Colonel Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Baby, fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonel Saturday home game this summer.
Every Sunday, Colonel's game is a party at the park for the whole family. Come see the Colonels play in their Twins replica jerseys. Kids ages 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and drink every Sunday home game. Fans can also play baseball bingo on Sundays for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn. After the game, fans can run the bases and play catch in the outfield. Sundays are a party at the park in Cedar Rapids.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels' leadoff show. We're joined now by Colonels reliever Brad Hanner, fresh off of a second straight win in as many appearances last night. Brad, how are we doing here today?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Brad, yesterday, as mentioned, you picked up the win in relief for Cedar Rapids. It's back-to-back high-leverage innings that you come into, do your job, and you get wins out of it. How comfortable are you in those leverage spots right now?
Yeah, it's nice to come in a close ball game and knowing that the game is kind of like in jeopardy a little bit. But having a defense behind me that I know can make plays and stuff is a lot easier to pitch in. So,
Brad, you've had four scoreless appearances here to open up the season. Your whip is below 0.5, doing a really good job limiting those base runners. What's been working for you here in the early goings?
I think all three pitches that I've been throwing have been working. Definitely a lot more comfortable pitching up here in this environment. Just getting ahead and staying ahead is kind of our motto, and just been kind of just doing that. And I think that's what's been working the most, is just getting ahead and staying ahead. So,
speaking of the environment here, Brad, I know the weather here in April is probably similar a little bit to what you dealt with in Virginia in those early days. Out east, it's maybe kind of like the Midwest. Is there any similarities that you've had pitching here, pitching there?
A little bit, yeah, like the cold, rainy situations and stuff that we've been getting here are a lot like high school baseball for me, and a little bit like the early months of junior college baseball. But it's definitely different from Fort Myers, that's for sure.
Talk to me a little bit about that journey that you've had going from junior college baseball at Patrick and Henry to being drafted by the Twins in 2019.
Yeah, it was a good transition over. I was a starter at Patrick Henry, and moving to the bullpen was a little bit of an adjustment at first, but I think last year, having the full season under my belt, like figuring out situations and how to get ready and warmed up for them, has definitely helped me this year. So,
are there any pitching coaches in particular, or just things that you've picked up on here in your first couple of years of professional baseball to help with that transition?
Mostly working with other relievers who have been relievers throughout, you know, college and stuff like that. I would say, like, watching them, their routines and stuff like that has definitely been the most help in transitioning over.
Moving up here to the high A level, you've had a few members of that Fort Myers bullpen, as well as guys from that starting rotation. Bentley, Herman, Malachi, and Miguel all spent time with you in that bullpen last year in Fort Myers. There's Brent Hedrick coming up. Gibson Long was on that staff, too. How close are you with that group?
Yeah, those guys are good friends of mine. A lot of us got drafted together in 2019, so we've all known each other for a couple of years. We're pretty good friends inside the clubhouse, too, so it's been nice. Mooney and Casey, those guys came up here last year, and so glad to finally be back with them this year and hopefully make a little run this year.
It's been fun so far here for Cedar Rapids, tied for the best record in the Midwest League, tied for first place here in the division. Is this a team that's having fun right now?
Oh, for sure. The clubhouse is a great spot to be. The environment, their environment is just so much different. Like when you got a winning team and you're playing well and everybody's just kind of clicking on all cylinders.
Brad, one last question for you here today. What are some keys that you're focused in on this season to continue success here at the professional level?
Just the mindset, like the preparation, and just like staying consistent with like the work throughout the week, and not just like when you're about to pitch. Just all the stuff that leads up to it is just plays such a key role in everything. And just staying healthy and that sort of thing is going to be a big part of how I succeed this year and the stuff I do throughout the week and stuff.
All right, well, Brad, thank you so much for your time here today. Best of luck to you in your next outing.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel's Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are you a trivia whiz?
Here's a piece of trivia.
Do you think you know baseball inside and out?
No, we got this.
Is history your specialty?
Inconceivable!
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then don't miss the Colonel's Fifth Inning Trivia during the fifth inning of every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Out riddled.
I thought you might be Batman.
Test your knowledge and tweet your answers to @CRColonels for a chance to receive a shout-out on the broadcast.
We're back here on the Colonels Leadoff Show. The Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Peoria Chiefs about 15 minutes away from getting underway here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here in the series, Cedar Rapids leads 4-1. They took game one of the set back on Tuesday as Wander Javier belted a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the sixth to break a 2-2 tie, lead the Colonels to an eventual 4-3 win over the Chiefs, snapping Peoria's 5-game winning streak that they carried into this series. Jefferson Morales and Jair Camargo each walked off Peoria in Thursday's doubleheader for a pair of extra innings wins. Cedar Rapids patiently waited out the Chiefs starters, planting 5 of their 7 runs in that doubleheader against Peoria's bullpen. The Colonels fell for the first time at home in game 4 of the series, 8-2 on Friday evening. The Colonels went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position and stranded 11 runners on base, while a 4-run Peoria 7th, fueled by 4 stolen bases, served as the decisive momentum swing there in Game 4. The Colonels made their clutch chances count last night. They picked up a dominant outing from Brad Hanner, Melvi Acosta, and Osiris Herman out of the bullpen to earn a 6-3 series win-clinching victory over the Peoria Chiefs yesterday afternoon. Last year, the Colonels went 11-1 against Peoria here at home, 19-5 overall in 2021. Colonels have been playing very well here in this series. They do have 3 1-run wins in the first 3 games of the set, falling by 6 on Friday, and then yesterday earning that 3-run win, 6-3 the final, which means the Colonels' run differential here in the series is 0. This has been a very evenly played series, with each of the two teams here today scoring same amount of runs, entering play here on a Sunday matinee series finale. Certainly a good matchup for us on the mound as well. Aaron Rozak and Logan Gregg going toe-to-toe. Rozak is yet to walk a batter in his first 2 starts. He's been a winner in each of his first 2 as well. Five innings of 1 unearned run baseball in his last outing in the Quad Cities. Rozak was the opening day starter for Cedar Rapids. He then was moved to the Sunday role once the full rotation went into commission last week, with Povich starting that Tuesday and kind of turning back all the way around to Rozek on Sundays. Aaron Rozek this season has been very good with runners on. When he gets into the stretch, you know, if a runner gets on against Rozek, when he gets into the stretch, he has been fantastic. He really bears down a 154 opposing average and a 374 opponent OPS with runners on base. He's held hitters to go just 2-for-13, and that certainly has been a big part of the veteran left-hander's success. Rozek all in all 2-0 this year with a 1.80 ERA. He and the Colonels will look for a fifth win in the series here today to improve the record to 12-3. Here in game number 15 of 2022. We'll step away in 30 seconds. We'll come back with your Cedar Rapids Colonels lineup cards here on a gorgeous, gorgeous Sunday afternoon.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here with MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is pitching coach Mark Moriarty, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
We're back here on the Colonels Leadoff Show, and it is time for your Cedar Rapids Colonels lineup cards here today in Game 6 of this series, the finale coming up at 2:05 p.m. First off, for the Peoria Chiefs, Mason Wynn will lead off today at short, back in the lineup after missing a couple of days due to a lower body injury. Mike Antico will bat second today in left. Jacob Buschberger hits third at third base, with L.J. Jones making his series debut, batting cleanup as the designated hitter. Starting off the season 2-for-17, Jones back in the lineup for the first time here in this series in Game 6. Matt Chamberlain hits fifth and right, with Mac Chambers at second and Thomas Francisco at first. Tommy Ju plays center, batting eighth, with Zane Richardson behind the plate. For Cedar Rapids, it's Anthony Prado leading off at second, the only Colonel to have played in all 15 games this year. Christian Encarnacion Strand, DH, is hitting second, with Aaron Sabato at first. Seth Gray will clean up today at third base, with Jefferson Morales hitting fifth behind the plate, and Alaric Soleri in right. Wander Javier at short, Will Holland in center, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. in left round out the starting nine today for Cedar Rapids. It's a very good pitching matchup on the way for us here today. Logan Gregg for Peoria, making his second start of the series. In Tuesday's game, Gregg earned the start, 4 innings, 2 runs, both were earned on 5 hits and a walk. He struck out 4 in an eventual no decision back on Tuesday in that thriller that Wander Javier helped serve as a hero for Cedar Rapids, with a 2-run shot off Nathaniel Heredia, the reliever for the Peoria Chiefs. Aaron Rozek goes for the Colonels, looking to make it 3 wins in a row for Rozek to open up the 2022 campaign. It should be a fun one today, and speaking of fun, one of the players who might have some of the most electrifying tools when he's on the field is Willie Joe Gary Jr. He had a big triple yesterday to put the tying run on third base and eventually tie up that ball game for Cedar Rapids in the sixth. Willie Joe Gary Jr. also had a big game-tying RBI single back in Tuesday's doubleheader. Willie Joe Gary Jr. joins us in 60 seconds here on the Colonels Leadoff Show.
Here we go, and a 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro. He fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast! Deep left center, way back, way back! The Twins go to the seventh game. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett. Touch them all, Kirby Puckett.
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY. You can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it.
He has done it! Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter!
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels Leadoff Show. We're joined now by Cedar Rapids outfielder Willie Joe Gary Jr., fresh off of a very hot stretch at the plate and a gorgeous day here in Cedar Rapids, no less. Willie Joe, how are we doing today?
Good, you know, I can't complain. Feeling good, doing good, living good. Swinging good.
It's been a good one for you at the plate here lately for Cedar Rapids. Yesterday, the big triple in the sixth inning. First pitch, what did you see on that swing?
Kind of just bringing in my approach from the cages. Kind of been getting behind in counts here recently, so kind of wrote it on my wrist, like, don't get the two. So just trying to attack early in the count and, you know, bringing that from the cage and BP straight into the game. So it's, you know, happy it played, especially in that at bat, big at bat.
Three for your last 10, including some pretty big knocks. That triple, you had the game-tying single as well. What's working for you right now at the plate? How comfortable are you?
You know, just starting to get loose. The weather's starting to warm up. Body's starting to loosen up a little bit. Getting those at-bats under my belt. Seeing it pretty good now. Just trying to build, you know, day by day. Not stay too low on the lows, not get too high on the highs. Just, you know, stay level-headed, keep swinging it.
Talk to me about the adjustment process to this weather. I know it's a little bit new for you to play, and you and many other players here to play for in weather as chilly as it has been here in April.
You know, still trying to get used to it. They say it's supposed to maybe get cold next week, so, you know, it's still in my head a little bit. But, you know, just swinging through it, trying to adapt, you know, doubling up on batting gloves, you know, trying to keep some feeling in my hands and toes. But, you know, I'm glad it's hot now, or warming up at least. Just trying to take advantage of that while it's here. Keep swinging.
You had a pretty big swing for Cedar Rapids in that doubleheader, a game-tying RBI single in a long at-bat. Walk me through that at-bat.
Again, just trying to stay in it. You know, not watch any pitches. If it's close, you know, try to get the bat to it. I was when it was starting to warm up, so I came into the game feeling pretty good. Had a good round of BP that day. But yeah, just, you know, staying into that bat, staying into the game. I knew it was kind of a big at bat and we needed it, so just stay locked in. Got a good swing off.
Yeah, a pretty good read on the base paths as well. In the other game, the doubleheader to score the game tying run for Cedar Rapids. You've been a big presence on the base paths, getting some extra bases this year for Cedar Rapids. Do you take a lot of pride in the base running?
Oh, for sure. I feel like that's like one of my biggest parts of my game, trying to incorporate the speed. You know, I don't have some of the power maybe Sabato and Canacion has. So maybe turning my singles into doubles by getting that extra bag, or my doubles into triples. But, you know, dirt ball reads or something in that sort. So, yeah, I try to always try to get the extra 90. That's a big thing we're working on, or we worked on during spring training as an org. You know, just getting extra bags. So bringing that from there to here and keep building on it.
I know getting that extra bag, definitely a big piece. The Twins have brought in some base running coordinators as well in the last couple of years. Who are some guys who really have helped, you know, set up that process? And what are some keys for you when you're on the base paths to get those extra 90?
I mean, I'd say it's more being into the game, so trying to understand the small parts of it, like things I can't even really put in words, like maybe reading the pitcher on deck. Like, that was some things we worked on in the offseason. We had small talks. Just being able to pick out the small things, maybe his foot, maybe his hands, maybe how he's breathing, his shoulder drop, just small things. So I wouldn't put it all on one person, just as a collective group. Everybody, you know, kind of in your ear, give you different things to key in on and take advantage of. So being able to piece all those together and, you know, have them in your head and in the back of your head while you're on the bases always helps.
The last couple of years in professional baseball have definitely been a challenge for everyone playing, coaching, working in the sport. Last year, didn't really know when things were going to get started. You had that extra long off season with no 2020. Compared to where you were at this point last year, what's that difference like for you with that normal off season this past year?
You know, came in this year feeling fresh, you know, ready to play, trying to take advantage of the weather. Even though it was a little cold the first few weeks, it's starting to warm up now. So getting that normal start month, start date, you know, just taking advantage of it, you know.
played with a lot of these teammates here in Cedar Rapids and Fort Myers last year, sharing the outfield with a couple of names here as well. What are the relationships like here? How's this team culture?
It's a one person team. You know, everybody like laughing everywhere, in the dugout, in the locker room, on field. The communication is good on field, in the dugout. You know, coming from the our on deck circle, you know, you got a guy coming back from scoring. He's gonna get in your ear real quick, let you know what you need to look for from the pitcher. Like, the bonds are all good. Like, you know, can't complain. Everything's been great, you know.
All right, one last question for you here, Willie Joe. Today, Mike Quadi was in. He was in this weekend, the Twins roving outfield coordinator. What are some of the things that he works on with you guys, and what's it like to learn from somebody who's managed at the big league level?
Take advantage of batting practice. That's like a big thing for him. That's where you can get your best reads. That's the guys trying to put in their best swings, try to let the ball fly a little bit. So getting those good reads there, working on in and out stuff we just finished today. But mostly the batting practice reps. So, you know, taking a couple strong reps, maybe sit out a couple, and then right back on it, power shag a little bit. And that's been a big part of mine, you know, just trying to read, because new stadium, trying to read the fields and the fences. So I've been having to do that pretty often, still trying to get used to the home stadium and the away stadium. So, and you'll have to do that for every level. So I'm sure that'll stick with me all the way up until, you know, the league.
All right, well, Willie Joe Gary Jr., thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck to you as Cedar Rapids goes for their fifth win against Peoria.
Thank you for having me. Let's get this dub.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonel's Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll!
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Aaron Rozek, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a gorgeous, bright, sunny Sunday afternoon here in April in Cedar Rapids. Aaron Rozek takes the helm today, looking for the fifth win of the series for Cedar Rapids. They've already locked up a series win, up 4-1 here against Peoria, looking to seal it with another one here on Sunday. The starting nine that Aaron Rozek will face here today from the Peoria Chiefs is Mason Wynn leading off at short with Mike Antico in left. Jacob Buschberger will bat third today at third with L.J. Jones DHing in the cleanup spot. Matt Chamberlain in right. Mac Chambers will bat sixth today at second. Thomas Francisco is at first. Tommy Jew in center. And Zade Richardson behind the plate. Cedar Rapids today in their Minnesota Twins replica whites here today. The all-white tops and white pants. Navy blue caps for Cedar Rapids. Peoria wearing the red tops with navy blue numbering and lettering. Gray pants, navy blue caps with the red bills. Home plate umpire today is Felix Neon with Joe McCarthy. In the bases, there's the play ball sign. Rozek kicks and deals. The first pitch here to Wynn is clobbered high out to left. Willie Joe Gary looks up, and that ball is gone. It's a leadoff home run. Welcome back to the lineup. Mason Wynn held out the last couple of days with an injury. Wynn comes back, and the first pitch he sees, he deposits over the Excel sign. Out in deep left field. Shot off the bat there of Mason Wynn makes it 1-0 Peoria here on the Colonels Baseball Network. I'm going to bring up Mike Antico after that first pitch home run off the bat of Mason Wynn. First offering here from Aaron Rozek. It's a fastball on the outside corner for a strike at 91. Wynn getting all of that baseball. That is Mason's first home run here of the season. Strike two at the knees. Now from Rozek to Antico. And right back with that breaking ball at 78 from Rozek, the 0-2. Wave and a miss. He got him on a slider. There's out number one. Rozek strikes out Antico for the first down of the first. Now Jacob Buschberger will bat for Peoria, the right-handed hitting third baseman. As both the home plate umpire and the catcher a tap on the back of their legs with the bat, saying hello, happy Sunday afternoon here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Just gorgeous weather for us here today. It's a little windy, but I don't think we can complain too much. Big wave and a miss there at a breaking ball from Rozek. Oh, and one on the way. Low and outside. Now one ball and one strike. Another changeup there from Rozek. The count runs to 1-1. Southpaw from Minnesota State Mankato kicks, deals, and draws a big swing and a miss at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Very quickly now, the count going to 1-2. One away here in the top half of the first. Rozek kicks and fires on the 1-2. This ball poked into the air, right side, foul ground. Sabato over to his left. He'll make the squeeze for out number two. Aaron Sabato making that play for the second out here of the first. LJ Jones now for the first time this series steps into the batter's box. Drafted out of Long Beach State. Back in the fifth round of 2020. First pitch misses just outside. They're on a changeup from Rosa. Jones settles into the batter's box here. And lines this into right center field. A long run over there for Soleri. He lays out and cannot reel it in. That'll bounce off the wall. Played well by Holland. His throw goes into second. It's cut off by Prado. And a two-out double off the bat of LJ Jones. Welcome back to the lineup for LJ. The DH is aboard here with two down. So Matt Chamberlain will step in now for Peoria. Two new faces in the order for the first time in a few days, making their presence known. Jones started off the season 2-for-17. He was out for the first five games of this series. Right on cue, he has his second double of the year, a line shot out to right center. Rozek will work with a man on. He's been very good with runners on this season. First pitch cutter there on the outside corner for a strike. Rozek this season with runners on has held opponents to post an OPS south of 400. They're just 2-for-13 against Rozek with men on base. 0-1 just outside on the curveball now, one ball and one strike. 2-for-13, six strikeouts. Rozek is yet to walk a batter this season. Mason Wynn, the leadoff solo home run, and LJ Jones stands out there at second after the double. 1-1, grounded through the right side. That'll be a base hit. We'll see if they run on Soleri. Jones around second. Here's Alaric's throw home. It's up the line, cut off by Jefferson. He'll think about going to two, but no throw as Chamberlain advances to second base on the throw. It's an RBI single. The plate LJ Jones, Soleri's throw a bit up the line, allowing Chamberlain to move to second. So another man in scoring position. It's 2-0 Peoria in the top half of the first. And now Mac Chambers will get an opportunity. RBI single for Matt Chamberlain, his third run driven in of the season. Chamberlain continues his very nice start this year against left-handers, now 5-for-11 in those left-on-left matchups. Mac Chambers settles into the box. Left on right matchup here for Rozek. Starting him off on the inside corner with a changeup, 0-1. No balls and a strike. Rozek pounding the zone early. 14 pitches, 11 of them for strikes. There's a cutter fouled away, now 0-2. No balls and two strikes, two down here in the first. Peoria leads 2-0 over Cedar Rapids. A Left on right, Rosa gets the sign he wants from Morales. The 0-2 on the way. This is poked foul. We'll do it again at 0-2. No Antonini today in the lineup for Peoria. Same with Mendlinger, the fine fielding infielder. No balls, two strikes. Rozek peers on in, getting a sign from Morales, and he'll step off. Defensively for Cedar Rapids, it's Gary Jr. in left, Holland in center, and Soleri in right. Seth Gray at third, Sabato at first, Javier at short with Prado at second, and Jefferson Morales handling Aaron Rosa. The 0-2 fouled in and out of the mitt of Morales. It bounced on the ground before Morales picked it out, so not a strikeout, and we'll do it again at 0-2. Mac Chambers settles into the box. Looking to protect here on the 0-2. One punch out already for Rozak here in the first. Southpaw kicks and deals. Curveball belted out to right, pushing back. Soleri, he's got a read on it underneath. He'll pocket for out number three. Two score for Peoria. An RBI single by Chamberlain to plate L.J. Jones after the latter doubled. Mason Wynn leading off the ballgame with a first pitch solo home run. The Colonels starting nine when we come back. 2-0 Peoria through half of one.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of one for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids facing a 2-0 deficit after a Mason Wynn leadoff home run, an L.J. Jones double, and an RBI single by Matt Chamberlain makes it 2-0 Peoria through half of one. Starting nine today for Cedar Rapids is Anthony Prado leading off at second with Christian Encarnacion Strand DHing batting second. Aaron Sabato is at first, Seth Gray at third with Jefferson Morales behind the plate. Alaric Soleri bats sixth and right. Wander Javier bats seventh at short with Will Holland in center and Willie Joe Gary Jr. in left, rounding out that starting nine. Anthony Prado steps in. He's played in all 15 games now this year for the Colonels. Lone player to do that. The first pitch from Greg bounced foul and a nice play there by Dinkelman in the third base coaching box. 0-1 the count here on Anthony Prado. Gorgeous day for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. Now Prado sends a ball out to high left center field. Tommy Jew racing back, looking up at the wall. Bombs away! Anthony Prado with a leadoff home run. Matching Mason Wynn, it's now 2-1 Chiefs. The second home run of 2022 for Anthony Prado. He goes deep to left center field. 97 off the bat, projected 415 feet off the bat of Anthony Prado. Well out to center, and now Encarnacion Strand steps in. First offering from Greg is a slider down and outside, 1-0. Solo shot for Prado makes it a 2-1 ball game in favor of Peoria. Encarnacion Strand takes a big swing and a fastball now, 1-1. Here in Cedar Rapids, it's 61 degrees, sunny. Good wind blowing out to center. 1-1 down and outside, now 2-1. like the change up there from Greg on Encarnacion Strand. The 2-1. Christian fouls this off. Now the count runs even at 2. Sabato in the on-deck circle for Cedar Rapids. Anthony Prado, the leadoff home run. Speaking of Prado, that leadoff solo shot adds on his Midwest League lead in runs scored as Encarnacion Strand floats one out to left center. It's a long run in for Tommy Ju. Still chasing, that'll land between he and the shortstop. Encarnacion Strand in feet first at second with a hustle double. That's called not giving up on a baseball for Christian Encarnacion Strand, floating that out to shallow center field. Tommy Ju was playing way back in center field, as you probably should, with these conditions, and Encarnacion Strand at the plate. And Christian taking full advantage, not giving up on that ball, and hustling into second with a double. For Encarnacion Strand, that is his fourth double of the season. Colonels with back-to-back extra base hits opening play here today. And now Sabato looks at a slider on the inside edge, 0-1. Sabato digging into the batter's box, 9 RBI this season. With the Colonels' first baseman, 0-1. This ball lined up the middle and down for a base hit. Encarnacion Strand waved around third. Here comes a throw from Ju. It is not in time, and we're tied at 2. Aaron Sabato delivers with the RBI single to plate Christian Encarnacion Strand, and Cedar Rapids has tied things up here at 2 apiece. Seth Gray will step in here for Cedar Rapids. Sabato getting a barrel on that ball, sending it out to center. Encarnacion Strand with a good read off of it. And then Brian Dinkelman waving him home. 2 all your score here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Seth Gray digs in. The first offering from Greg is a strike in the outside corner. 0-1. Here to Seth Gray. Aaron Sabato off of first base now for the Colonels in a brand new ball game, all tied at 2. Off the plate now, 1-1. For Sabato, it's his 10th run driven in of the season. Mentioned Prado earlier, he now leads the Midwest League with 18 runs scored. Now Seth Gray sends a ball out towards right field. Drifting to his right is Chamberlain, who'll make the grab for out number 1. First 3-man reach here for the Colonels before an out is recorded, and now Jefferson Morales. Morales, the Colonels catcher, digs into the box. He's enjoying a very good series, 5-for-13. 3 RBI, 2 walks drawn, a couple of runs scored. He's doubled twice. 4 for his last 10. Strike 1 on the inner half. Morales, Mel Consejo, Venezuela. No balls and a strike on the way from Gray. Ball lifted foul. Now 0-2. Morales hitting .216 on the year. 4 runs driven in, 3 of them here in this series. 0-2 on the way from Gray. Fouled off by Jefferson. Morales on a 5-game hitting streak. It's a season-high 5-game hit streak for Morales. 5-for-13 in the series. And a big walk-off sack fly. Game 1 of the doubleheader on Thursday. Reaches out and taps his foul. Bounce off the Peoria dugout right to Brian Dinkelman. Ready for it in the third base coaching box. Jairo Rodriguez on the other side over at first. Dinkelman in his third year as manager of the Colonels. Little check over to first. Sabato back in time. There's Jairo. Does a lot of work with the Colonels catchers. He and Sean Schlechter share hitting coach duties. 0-2. Here from Gray. Well down and inside now. 1-2. Jairo Rodriguez had a very nice, long professional career. He, like Jefferson Morales, the man in the box, a catcher. in his playing days. One ball and two strikes here from Greg to Morales. One down in the inning, two runs in for the Colonels. Jefferson with a line shot to third, stabbed by Bushberger. He'll throw to first, not in time. Sabato back in with a head first dive. Line shot off the bat of Morales. And he's caught for out number two. Now Alaric Soleri, speaking of Jairo, the Colonels' first base coach, spent 10 years in the Twins organization as a backup catcher, reached AAA in 2013. Very good at throwing out base runners, I think, in his day. First offering to Soleri, popped up right side, a long run for Francisco. That ball slicing towards the line, and that'll land as a fair ball. Headed to third is Sabato. He'll hold up there. It's a single, I would assume, for Alaric Soleri, floating that ball down the right field line. Chambers looking up into the sun, running over his shoulder a little bit, trying to make that catch. A difficult one to make, therefore, really anybody down that line. Francisco was running into foul ground, and second baseman Chambers trying to get the best read he could. Imagine that would be a single. Sabato goes to third, and now men on the corners. Four hit first for Cedar Rapids, and here's Wander Javier. Wander taking strike one on the inside edge. Javier, the seventh man to bat here against Logan Gregg. 20 pitches in for the right-hander. Gregg ready, he'll kick and go. Javier bounces his foul, now 0-2. Wander was out of the lineup yesterday, giving him a day off, the very good defensive shortstop. Played in seven straight leading up to that point. Quick check over to first, and Soleri is picked off. Alaric leaning a little bit, a good move by Gregg, and the Colonels are out of the inning. But not before they knot things up. A leadoff bomb by Anthony Prado, and an RBI single from Aaron Sabato makes it 2-2, 3-1. Francisco, Jew, and Richardson when we come back.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Jairo Rodríguez. Están escuchando Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of two here on the Colonels Baseball Network and on MILB TV. Cedar Rapids and Peoria knotted at two. Here in the top half of the second, it'll be Thomas Francisco, Tommy Jew, and Zayda Richardson to lead things off against Aaron Rozek. There's ball one outside on Francisco. Rozek starting off with that fastball, now the 1-0. Missing outside again, 2-0 to Francisco. Thomas Francisco, the first baseman today for Peoria. Hitting 174, six runs driven in. 22 years of age is Francisco from Abington, Virginia. Had eight multi-hit games last year and 19 contests with low A Palm Beach. Two balls. There's strike one on the outside corner. Now the count is 3-1. There must have been a pitch clock violation on Rozek a little bit earlier in this at bat. And there's ball four outside. So Francisco takes ball four on the fourth pitch of the plate appearance as Rozek will put a man aboard. Tommy Ju steps in. That's the first walk that Rozek has issued this year. Rozek here ready from the stretch. Ju settling into the box. The first offering is dropped over for a strike. Start me off slider, little that cut slider that Rozek features. It's a four-seam fastball, that cut slider, a curve, and a changeup for Rozek. 0-1. Wave and a miss at a filthy changeup. Now 0-2. We mentioned back in the first, Rozek fares fairly well with men on base. Some guys just throw a little bit better down to the stretch, and some guys just bear down with men out there. The 0-2. Ball lifted out towards left field. Racing over is Willie Joe. He'll make the grab, gather, and think about throwing to first. Instead, he'll just throw that ball back into the cutoff man, Javier. It's a flyout off the bat of Tommy Ju for the first down here, the second. Now Zade Richardson.
Catcher number 39, Zade Richardson.
Richardson will step into the batter's box. 21 years of age. 6'1", 185 pounds. Richardson was a 22nd round pick back in 2019. From Wabash Valley Junior College. First pitch popped up infield, left side. Javier looking for it. He has a read, and he'll make the catch for out number two. Too quick retired for Rozek after that leadoff walk. And now Mason Wynn will step in.
First off, number seven, Mason
Wynn. Wynn led off the ball game with a solo home run out to left. Southpaw Rozek, ready here from the stretch. He kicks, goes. This ball skied down the right field line. Sabato moving over. Over as well as Prado. Anthony reaches up and pulls it in. Anthony Prado, you are ridiculous at second base. My goodness, what a play by Prado. Playing the wind, ranging into shallow right, and making a catch with his back turned to home plate. That's how you do it for Anthony Prado. To the home half of two we go, tied at two. Do up for Cedar Rapids, Javier Holland and Willie Joe.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's gonna change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're gonna bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling. 362-1124.
Wander Javier steps in for us here in the second as he looks at a slider down and outside from Logan Grant. 1-0 the count on Wander Javier. Tied at two here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Logan Grant kicks and fires. His pinch is a strike on the outside edge. 92 on that fastball. From the Oklahoma State product. ball and one strike here to Javier.
Ball bounded foul.
1-2 now on Wander. Javier this season hitting 143. A double and a home run.
Wander Javier.
Defensively for Peoria in the outfield left to right is Antico, Jew, and Chamberlain. Bushberger and Wynn on the left side of the infield, a third and short. Javier grounds us up the middle and through for a base hit. Wanders on to lead off the second. It's the fifth hit of the day for Cedar Rapids here off of Logan Gregg. And now Will Holland will step in. Right side of the infield for Peoria has Chambers at second, Francisco at first. Doing the catching today is Zane Richardson. Handling the right-hander, Logan Gregg. Will Holland settles into the batter's box, playing center today for Cedar Rapids. He's been red hot, 5-for-12 in the series. And the first pitch bounded down the third base line. A nice diving play made by Bushberger onto second for one, and that's all they'll get. A brilliant diving snag made by Bushberger. Already a couple of really nice plays defensively by some infielders today. We had Prado making that great grab out in shallow right, and then Bushberger with that tremendous diving play. Rob Holland of extra bases, end up keeping him with a fielder's choice. Javier out at second. Now Willie Joe will step in. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Talked with Willie Joe before today's ball game, and one of the keys that he's focused in on is not getting behind 0-2 in counts. Being more aggressive early. Will Holland off the first base bag. Willie Joe bounces his foul. He said he wrote down going into his game yesterday, no 0-2. And right on cue in the sixth inning, he blasted a first pitch triple off the wall in left center field. No balls and two strikes. Holland dancing off of first, and this ball fouled away. Go again at 0-2. Gregg working with good speed aboard. There in Will Holland over at first base. They'll check on him. Will's back in with a head first dive. Holland is the second most stolen bases on the Colonels this year with three. Prado is 5-for-6, leading the team. Willie Joe Gary, you're in the batter's box. 0-2 on the way from Gregg. Willie Joe scalds a ball the other way. This ball headed towards a gap, and then a one-hop off the wall. Racing around third is Holland. He will score. Willie Joe Gary Jr. with the RBI double to put Cedar Rapids up by a run. Holland showing off his speed, scoring from first on that double, and Cedar Rapids leads it 3-2. And the order will turn back around. Anthony Prado here for Cedar Rapids. Holland scoring on that double by Willie Joe Gary Jr. That'll be Gary Jr.'s second double of the season. First offering here to Prado is a ball outside, starting him off with a slider. Prado opened this game with a solo home run. Cedar Rapids in front now, 3-2 over Peoria. Six hits off of Logan Gregg. Colonels are seeing the ball very well today. Prado bounces this towards Dink. He'll let that roll pass. 1-1 now from Gregg to Prado. Well, Willie Joe fell behind 0-2, but boy, able to show off that power still the opposite way. Bearing down and protecting for that RBI double. 1-1 to Prado inside on a changeup, and it skips off the mid of Richardson. And runs the count to 2-1 from Logan Gregg. Right-hander with the glove at the belt. He's ready. He'll kick and go. Prado, laces it straight back off the door behind home plate. Allows field access. Looks like Mr. Shucks is right behind that door. He wasn't too phased. Having some fun with some fans down there. 2-2 from Logan Gregg to Anthony Prado. Righty kicks and fires. This ball rolled through the right side and another base hit. Willie Joe turned around third. The Colonels lead by two. Anthony Prado, back-to-back multi-hit games. This time it's an RBI single to plant Willie Joe Gary Jr. And Cedar Rapids leads 4-2. 101 off the bat there of Prado. And now Christian Encarnacion Strand with the Colonels leading 4-2 and a man on first. Already 7 hits today for Cedar Rapids. This Colonels lineup has been so good in 2022. Entering play, they lead the Midwest League in average hits and on-base percentage. First offering to Encarnacion Strand. They called strike one. Christian this year batting a cool 421. He bumped that north a bit with his first inning double. And now Encarnacion Strand sends a ball out to right. Chamberlain racing back at the wall, looking up. He leaps and collides with the ball, with the wall. The ball goes into the alley. Prado around third. He will score. Encarnacion Strand standing at third with a triple. And now the attention turns to Chamberlain out in right. He took all of the wall. As he went back looking for that baseball, the Peoria athletic trainer Penn and Evelyn will head out there along with Patrick Anderson to go check on Chamberlain. We'll see how he's doing. He took that wall very, very hard. Racing full sprint in a sense straight into that right field wall, and it looks like his cleat maybe might be stuck between the wall and the... His cleat is stuck underneath the wall. Very awkward and very uncomfortable for Chamberlain. That will go as a triple for Encarnacion Strand to play to Anthony Prado. Making it 5-2, Cedar Rapids here with one down in the home half of the second inning. Chamberlain is detached from the wall now, his cleat though still stuck. I don't think I've ever seen that before. Chamberlain's left cleat stuck in the wall. He's standing, he's upright, and right now the trainer paying more attention to getting the cleat out of the wall. Now it's out of the wall. That is crazy. There's just enough of a gap. And I mean just enough of a gap where you, if you hit that wall at just the right angle, your shoe's gonna go right in and you'll get stuck on the wall. So with Chamberlain upright on his feet, the trainer doing his work to make sure that Matt's all right in there in right field, hat's back on. Looks positive right now, of course, but boy, that looked scary. Basically face planting into the wall there was Chamberlain. First, you're worried if he's all right not getting up, and then on second look, he couldn't really get out because his cleat was stuck in the wall. And it looks like he'll stay in the game as Penn Evelyn does his job. Matt Chamberlain going into that wall, literally into the wall. He and Tommy Jew having a little conversation out there about maybe they've probably never seen that before. I can't imagine that Chamberlain has ever gotten stuck in a wall. Christian Encarnacion Strand with the RBI triple, and now Aaron Sabato will step in as we're back in action and ready to go. Sabato singled in Encarnacion Strand back in the first, a three spot here in the second for Cedar Rapids. Logan Greg has been in the zone, but boy, have the Colonels hit him hard today. Cedar Rapids already with 4 extra base hits, 2 doubles, a triple, and a home run. As a team, they've hit for the cycle. The infield drawn in here for Peoria in a 3-run game. The first offering to Sabato inside on a fastball, 1-0. One of the weirdest triples you'll ever see. And for Encarnacion Strand, it's his first of the season. 1-0 from Greg to Sabato. Aaron waves through a changeup now, 1-1. Goes the count here to Sabato. Right-hander begins to throw down to the pen for Peoria. Ball, 1 strike. Sabato takes the ball inside now, 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike. Right-hander kicks and fires. Sabato with a big hack there at a fastball in her half. Coming up empty now, 2-2.
Aaron Sabato, 10 runs driven in this year. 10 in the last 8 days. 2-2. Fouled straight back. Do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here to Aaron Sabato. The righty Greg ready. He'll kick and fire. Sabato a half swing. Called strike three anyway on the outside corner. Sabato goes down looking, and now Seth Gray, 0 for 1 with the flyout today, will step into the batter's box.
Number 18, Seth
Gray. Gray 4 for 15 in the series. He's won for his last 9. Still getting on base quite a bit, though, for Cedar Rapids. Plenty of walks drawn for Seth. Very good factor in the field defensively. First offering from Greg, fouled away by Gray, now 0-1. Seth Gray from South Charleston, Ohio. Prepped at Shawnee High School. 0-1 from Gray. Big hack and a miss by Gray, now 0-2. Chiefs playing Gray to pull a little bit here with Mason Wynn close to the second base bag up the middle. 0-2 from Gray. He had signed on a fastball at 93, now 1-2. No wind, blowing very hard out to center. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 down here in the second. Gray bounces a ball down the third base line, foul. It'll skip over the dugout mound and head out to Chamberlain, who'll go collect that baseball and send it to some younger fans out in the plaza. Fans very excited about getting himself a baseball, a big fist pump into the air. 1-2. Greg on the way here to Gray. Right-hander kicks and goes. Seth laces a ball into right center field, a long run in for June. That'll skip off his glove and roll past him. Gray now headed to second. Here comes a throw, feet first, slide, not in time. Seth Gray is safe there at second as Encarnacion Strand scores the 6th run of the game, the 4th of the inning, here for Cedar Rapids. See if the center fielder gets charged with an error. Gray sending that ball into center. It's an RBI single regardless. Due unable to make the play on that ball, and now the pitching coach, Edwin Moreno, coming out to chat with his right-hander. Seth Gray cashing in for Cedar Rapids. An RBI knock for Seth. That makes it RBI number 6 for him this season. The Colonels have been a very productive lineup here in 2008-22. We mentioned they're right among the division leaders in runs scored, average. They lead the league in average, in hits, and in on-base percentage. Just continue to do their job. By the way, Quad Cities is up 12-1 on Wisconsin right now. It's a good sign for the Colonels if they can have a Wisconsin loss and a Colonels win today. And there's strike one to Morales. A Colonels win and a Wisconsin loss would put the Colonels alone in first once again. 1-0, Morales checks the swing and a fastball way high and tight and ends up catching the barrel on it, sending it foul straight back, 1-1 from Logan Gray. That did go as an error on Tommy Jew to allow Gray to move up to second. This ball grounded towards the left side, bobbled by Bushberger. He gloves it, throws on to first, and it's in time for out number 3. Cedar Rapids puts up a 4 spot here in the second. We move on to the top half of 3. 2, 3, and 4 do up for Peoria. Brand new ball game. The Colonels out in front, 6-2 ahead of Peoria.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Top half of three here on the Colonels Baseball Network. A fun home half of the second here in Cedar Rapids. A four spot for Cedar Rapids puts Colonels up 6-2. Here entering the top half of the third, Mike Antico will step in, playing left field today. Face Aaron Rozak. Aaron got him swinging in his first at bat. First pitch, breaking ball low and outside. There was the curve for the first time from Rosa to Antico. 1-0 fouled off of Morales. Now one ball and one strike. In prospect news today, Cedar Rapids Colonels right-hander Casey Legamina has been officially named to the Twins' top 30 prospect list. As Joe Ryan graduated, exceeding that rookie limit in terms of innings pitched for his professional career. 2-1 from Rosa. Strike two in the inside edge. Legamina this morning was named by MLB.com as the Twins' number 30 prospect. So that gives the Colonels yet another prospect in the Twins' top 30. 2-2 lined over to Sabato. Hey, how you doing? Aaron makes that stab for out number one. Move it to his right, about a second to react, and that's all it took for Sabato to reach over and stab that baseball.
Third baseman, number 12,
Jacob Buschberger now. Speaking of Sabato, he's one of those Colonels in the Twins' top 30. Left-hander Rozak kicks and goes. Chopped towards short. Here's Wander. Wander tosses across for out number two. 6-3 on that ground out off the bat of Buschberger. Too quick retired for Rozak. A good shutdown inning. Sabato is the Twins' highest-rated prospect in Cedar Rapids. Number 16. On their top 30 list per MLB Pipeline. Also here in Cedar Rapids is Alaric Soleri, number 25 on the Twins' top 30 list. Rozak drops in a curve here on Jones, 0-1. Cade Povich, who's number 27 on the list. Christian Encarnacion Strand, number 29. And now Casey Legamina at number 30. LJ sends a ball out to center. Will Holland comes in. He'll make the grab for out number three. On to the home half of three we go. Managers talk about it all the time, that shutdown inning after you put up a big crooked number. Rozak goes 1-2-3 in the third after his team scores 4. 6-2 Colonels when we come back in the third.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Say cheese. Be one of the first 500 fans to enter the gates on May 8th, and you will receive a 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels team photo presented by CopyWorks.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Soleri, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey
Alaric Solari will lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the home half of the third. Solari, Javier, and Holland. Lots of fun festivities here for the fans on Sunday. And no baseball bingo going on here at the ballpark every Sunday. Alaric Solari will step into the batter's box. One for one with a single today. Single down the right field line. So far for the Colonels, they have 6 runs on 9 hits. No errors and 2 left. Peoria, a couple of runs on 3 hits. 1 error and they have left on 2. First offering here to Al. Misses outside 1-0. Look around the Midwest League scoreboard here today. Already a final in Lansing. Fort Wayne winning 13-5. Solari grounds the ball towards third. Picked up by Bushberger. He'll throw across in time for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out. Retires Alaric Solari. And now Wander Javier. Dayton took care of West Michigan 9-2 earlier today. Dayton improving their record to 11-4. Lake County right now, bottom of 9, leads Great Lakes 9-6 on the road. First pitch to Wander outside 1-0. Well, that was a wild game today in Great Lakes. Not yet over. Great Lakes has a tying run at the plate. 1-0. Wander fouls this away. Now 1-1. Great Lakes led 6-0 through 4. Lake County scored 4 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, 1 more in the 7th, and 3 in the 9th to put themselves up 9-6. 1-1 here to Javier downstairs now. 2 balls and a strike. Beloit up on South Bend, 3-2, midway through the 7th. 2 balls and a strike from Greg to Javier. Down and in, 3-1 to Wander. Quad Cities all over Wisconsin today, 13-1, bottom of 7. 3 balls and 1 strike. Javier rolls one toward short. This is picked up, bobbled a bit by Wynn. He'll glove and throw on to first in time for out number 2. Wynn has more than enough arm to cover himself if he bobbles a ball. Some have given Wynn an 80 grade on the arm. Will Holland now here for Cedar Rapids. Bounced into a fielder's choice in his first time in the box. Right-hander Greg kicks and fires. Javier takes ball 1 high and tight. Of course, a lot of ball game left to play here today, but should Wisconsin lose, the Colonels, no matter what, will be in first place at the end of the day. Strike one at the knees to Holland. 1 ball and 1 strike from Logan Gregg. Right-hander kicks and goes. Holland laces the ball down the left field line. That's in for a base hit. Will turn it first and be content with a single. So Will Holland stays hot. That pushes his hitting streak to 2 games. He's been on base in 5 straight. 2 down now, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. will step in. 1-for-1 with a double. And, of course, if Wisconsin were to fall today and the Colonels pick up a win over Peoria, Cedar Rapids would be back alone in first place. First offering to Willie Joe, fouled up our way, cracking off the canopy and bouncing back down towards the first couple of rows. 0-1. The right-hander Greg ready here from the belt. Kicks and goes, called strike 2 in the outside edge. Will Holland off of first, no balls, 2 strikes, 2 down, home half of 3. Greg here to Willie Joe. Snap a throw over to first, Holland back in with a head first dive. Willie Joe Gary Jr. had a double, back in the 2nd. Oh, and 2. Downstairs, Zay thought about throwing back to first, but Holland will retreat back. The Twins trail the White Sox right now, 2-1, top of 5. It's one final in Major League Baseball, the Rays 5-2 over the Red Sox. 1-2 on the way here to Willie Joe Gary Jr. There goes Holland, swing and a miss, and that doesn't really matter. It's out number three anyway on the strikeout. As we move on to the top half of the fourth, Cedar Rapids lead 6-2 over Peoria here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Chamberlain, Chambers, and Francisco when we come back.
Every kid needs a baseball. The first 500 kids to enter Veterans Memorial Stadium on June 26 will receive their very own baseball.
All right, now let's see you throw one.
Don't miss the kids' baseball giveaway on June 26, presented by UFG.
Anything is possible at Bark in the Park Night with the Colonels. This season, Cedar Rapids will raise the woof with four Bark in the Park Nights presented by Lou and Ainsley of Urban Acres Real Estate. Fans can register online to bring their dog to the game. All dogs need tickets, and 100% of dog ticket proceeds will benefit Critter Crusaders. Check Colonels.com for more information.
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Don't miss postseason college baseball at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels play host to the 2022 American Rivers Conference Tournament on May 12th through the 14th. The ARC Championship runs through Cedar Rapids this May.
Top half of four here on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball Network. Chamberlain, Chambers, and Francisco. 5-6-7 for Peoria to face Aaron Rosen. Big left-hander on the hill for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Rosen stands 6'2", 225, getting a sign from Morales. Now the first pitch on the way. Starts him out with a curveball, missing low and outside to Matt Chamberlain. 1-for-1 today with a single. Left-hander Rozek rocks and goes. Curveball dropped over for strike one. He got Chamberlain to pull his hand. 1-1. Rozek kicks and deals. Draws a big swing and a miss at the cutter. Now 1-2. Southpaw Rozek ready to go here today. And the 1-2. Low and outside on the curveball. Now 2-2. On Chamberlain. Chambers on deck. Two and two from Aaron Rosen. Tanner gets a sign, kicks and goes. Down and outside now, 3-2. Here on Chamberlain, who will golf that ball off towards John Teague in the Colonel's dugout. Pretty nice little putt there by Chamberlain. On a line right to the entryway. Payoff pitch from Rozek. This ball lifted out towards left, pushing Willie Joe back. And now in, Joe Gary will make a shoestring catch for out number one. That wind kind of playing fits on the outfielders here today. It's Joe Gary Jr. make the grab. There's out number one.
Second baseman, number 19, Mac Chambers.
Aaron Rozek ready to go, working on Mac Chambers. The kids running around on the lawn today. Gorgeous day for the kids to be out at a ball game. Sunday game, so much fun to bring the fans out to, bring the family out to. Strike one on the outside half to Chambers. Plenty of room out on the lawn to run around, get that energy out. Ball one upstairs. It's also a kids eat free Sunday. One ball, one strike, bounded towards short. Water to his left. He has it. He'll throw on to first for out number two. Too quick, retired here in the frame. It's not a bad deal. You come to the game, you get a meal voucher for the kids.
First baseman, number 21,
Thomas Francisco digs in. Left-on-left matchup. Francisco walked in his first plate appearance. Just the first walk, and so far the only walk that Rozak has issued this season. Ball one outside on a curveball. It's also a run the bases day, play catch in the outfield. It's ball two outside on Francisco. Couldn't ask for better weather. Maybe a little bit less wind, I suppose, but get too picky. Never becomes fun. The 2-0, strike one on the outside end. Curveball there from Rozak, coming right back against Francisco. Two balls and a strike. Left-on-left matchup here for Rozak. A half swing by Francisco. Jefferson wants an appeal, and Joe McCarthy says no, he did not offer. Count runs to 3-1. Here on Thomas Francisco. Rozak ready here on the 3-1. Bounced foul. Skip off the netting behind the Colonel's bullpen. Flipped into the stands by Peoria first base coach Willie Martin. 3-2 now here from Rozak. Curveball sent out to right field. Looking up is Soleri. That ball is gone. Second home run of the day for the Peoria Chiefs. Thomas Francisco leaves the yard out to right on Rozak's 50th pitch of the day. It's 6-3 Colonels now. For Francisco, that would be home run number one here of the season. RBI number 7 for the left-handed stick. Francisco enjoying a nice series at 5-18, 3 RBI. So the solo home run makes it a 6-3 Colonels lead, and here is Tommy Ju. Center fielder today, belts a ball out towards left. Willie Joe moving to his right, and he'll make the grab for out number 3. We'll be back in a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Home half of 4 on the way. Prado, Encarnacion, Strand, and Sabato, the top of the order for Cedar Rapids when we come back. It's 6-3 Colonels.
For your information, I've located the problem. There's no power going into the high-voltage transformer.
Colonels fans, are you looking to upgrade your television experience?
Hey, you want power?
That would help.
Your call.
Every Thursday home game, starting May 5th, three lucky fans ages 18 and older will win a free 50-inch TV. You can enter by stopping by the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Really? It was an accident.
An accident? You almost killed me, and you say it was an accident?
That's Big Screen Thursday, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Every Thursday home game, starting on May 5th.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Anthony Prado, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Michael Yusenka into the ballgame for the Peoria Chiefs. Now on to face the top of the order for Cedar Rapids. Final line here today for the Peoria starter, Logan Gregg. He goes 3 innings, 10 hits, 6 runs, all of which were earned. He walked none and struck out 2. Gorgeous afternoon for baseball, a great day to celebrate a birthday as well. Crowd here between the top and bottom half of the fourth singing happy birthday to our birthday fan in attendance today. Ball one down and in on Anthony Prado. You can celebrate your birthday with the Colonels featuring a Kathy's Pies birthday cake. Visit Colonels.com for more information. Very happy birthday today to Dalton Leroy. Celebrating his 12th birthday today as Prado takes ball two down and in. 2-0 here from Gregg. Down and in now 3-0. Anthony Prado 2-for-2 today with a home run and a single. 3-0 from Yusenka. Strike one on the inside half. Sanka struggled a bit here to start out 2022. Three ball, one strike offering here to Prado. This ball lifted out towards right, pushing back Chamberlain a bit. He'll move to his right and make the grab for out number one. So Prado flies out for the first down of the fourth. And now Christian Encarnacion strand. Strides to the batter's box here for Cedar Rapids. Yusenko, the 6'1 right-hander, drafted out of Eastern Illinois, the 17th round pick in 2019. This season, two appearances, five earned runs in three and two-thirds. First pitch fouled back by Christian, 0-1. Six hits, two walks, two strikeouts this season for Yusenko. 0-1, big swing and a miss at 93 up in the zone, now 0-2. Yusenko's first outing of the year was on April 12th against Great Lakes. He allowed five runs, all earned in one and two-thirds innings of work. A better outing his last time out back on the 17th. Two scoreless, two hits, one strikeout, no walks. And Encarnacion Strand swings through a fastball. There's out number two. A strikeout for Yusenko, and now Aaron Sabato. Sabato 1-for-2.
First baseman number 23, Aaron Sabato.
1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout today. Sabato with his 10th RBI of the season, bringing home Encarnacion Strand. First pitch from Yusenko down and outside at 94. Yusenko allowed one home run in that first outing against Great Lakes. Keeping the ball in the ballpark very important today with how the wind is blowing out. There's strike one at the knees. Already had three home runs today. Combined season high in a game for the Colonels this year is 4. 1-1 to Sabato. Called strike two on the inside out. Sanka coming back with that breaking ball. 1-2 now on Sabato. Fouled back on a fastball now 1-2 again. Rozak 51 pitches through four innings for Cedar Rapids. He's been efficient. Likely imagine he'd be able to go through the fifth as well. 1-2, called strike three. A very good slider there from the right-hander, Yusenko. And we move on to the top half of the fifth. Three up, three down, go the Colonels. 9 top for Peoria in the top half of the fifth, as well as your Colonels. Fifth inning trivia question. Richardson, Wynn, and Antico when we return.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are you a trivia whiz?
Here's a piece of trivia.
Do you think you know baseball inside and out?
No, we got this.
Is history your specialty?
Inconceivable!
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then don't miss the Colonel's fifth inning trivia during the fifth inning of every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Out riddled. I thought you might be Batman.
Test your knowledge and tweet your answers to @CRColonels for a chance to receive a shout out on the broadcast.
Top half of the fifth for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 6-3 Cedar Rapids, leading Peoria here in CR at Veterans Memorial Stadium. A gorgeous day for baseball. And it's a gorgeous day for a Colonels fifth inning trivia question. You can tweet your answers to us at CR Colonels. That is at CR Colonels. Tweet those answers in. The first person with the correct answer will receive a shout-out. So last night, the Tampa Bay Rays no-hit the Red Sox through 9 innings. Of course, the Rays would go on to lose that no-hitter in the 10th, but still, anytime a team has no hits through 9 innings, it's a very impressive accomplishment for a pitching staff. A check swing by Richardson. They appeal down, and he did not go. 1-0 here from Rozak. Our question today is, who is the last Minnesota Twin to have thrown a no-hitter? 1-0, tapped foul on a check swing off towards Willie Martin. Count goes to 1-1. looking for the last pitcher to throw a no-hitter as a member of the Minnesota Twins. You can tweet those answers to us at CR Colonels. 1-1, there's strike two on the inside edge. Rozek coming right back with that off-speed pinch, that changeup at 81. 1-2 on the way from Rozek. Breaking ball, bounded towards third, stabbed by Seth. He'll fire across for out number one. 5-3 on that ground out, retires Zade Richardson, and now Mason Wynn will step in for Peoria. Wynn, the right-handed hitting shortstop. Of course, the last Colonels no-hitter was back in 2019. Austin Schulfer and Jose Martinez combined for a no-hitter against Burlington. Wynn bounces the first pitch he sees foul. 0-1 from Rozek to Wynn. Schulfer, who's closing now in Wichita this season, and Jose Martinez, a seven-inning no-hitter. 0-1 from Rozek off the plate now, 1-1. We'll tell you now, but it's probably going to be a trivia question at some point this season as well. The last Colonel to throw a no-hitter in a nine-inning game is former big leaguer Ramon Ortiz back in 1997. A 1-1 changeup cut on through by Wynn, now one ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes here from Aaron Rozek. Missing high and outside on the curveball, now 2-2. And we have a correct answer, Griffin Rozek, with the correct answer of Francisco Liriano. Two balls, two strikes, sit down. Wynn strikes out on a filthy changeup there from Rozek for the second out here in the fifth. Mike Antico will step in, two down here in the fifth. Francisco Liriano did indeed fire a no-hitter for the Minnesota Twins. That was against the Chicago White Sox, who Twins are facing here today. Big swing and a miss by Antico, 0-1. It's back in 2011. On May 3rd, the 0-1 lifted off towards the left side. Wanders looking for it into the sky, now into shallow center. He'll make the catch for out number three. 3-3 down for Aaron Rozek. We move on to the home half of the fifth. Seth Gray, Jefferson Morales, and Alaric Soleri. The Colonels leading by three.
Get ready for an evening of enchantment with the Colonels on June 18th with Princess Night. Bring the kids to see their favorite princesses as they stroll through the concourse. Special meet and greet ticket packages with Little Princess Parties princesses are available in limited supplies, so be sure to get yours before the clock strikes midnight. Princess Night with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is sure to be a ball on June 18th. Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches. Goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray, Jefferson Morales, and Alaric Soleri to bat for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the home half of the fifth. Bobby Malacky begins to throw down in the Colonels bullpen, which likely means the end of the day for Aaron Rozek. Another brilliant start from the Colonels left-hander. Rozek didn't necessarily have his sharpest stuff today as Gray bounces this towards the right side. Knocked down by Chambers. He has to hurry, flipping onto first in time for out number one. Rozek didn't necessarily have his sharpest stuff today, but boy, he did a fantastic job of limiting the damage on a very offensive preferred day. Scattering four hits and a walk. Two strikeouts today for Rozak. 44 strikes on 62 pitches. Jefferson Morales steps in, 0 for 2 with a couple of ground out, or a line out and a ground out. First pitch waved on through, 0-1 from Yasenka. Mulacki starting to throw in the pen. Rozak is at 62 pitches, so maybe he pitches into the sixth. You don't really know. 0-1 grounded towards the left side, backhanded by Bushberger. It's a long throw to first in time for out number two. Now Alaric Solari with two quick retired here in the fifth.
Right fielder number 46, Alaric Solari.
You always talk about handshake watch down in the dugout. I know that Cedar Rapids might have starters go more than five innings as we get into the season a bit more. Solari waves through a first pitch fastball, 0-1. But right now, early season, you kind of want to protect those starters. 0-1, an ugly half swing, now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Yusenka here to Solari. Right-hander kicks and fires. Just missed down and in. Now 1-2 to Al. Wander Javier on deck. It's like Rozak has the sweatshirt on in the dugout. Solari chases a slider down and outside for strike three and out number three. We head to the sixth. Cedar Rapids lead 6-3. Bobby Mulacki will come on for the Colonels when we come back here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It's 6-3 Cedar Rapids.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Everybody loves two for the price of one. Every Friday at Veterans Memorial Stadium, all 16-ounce draft and canned beer and 20-ounce bottled soda and water are buy one, get one free. Two for one Fridays. Every Friday home game at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Colonels fans, make sure to stop at our Hot Corner Grill this season. Located right in front of the main entrance along the third base line, the Hot Corner Grill features fan favorites like the grilled ribeye sandwich and all-beef foot-long hot dog, along with brand new additions such as a jumbo kielbasa sausage and grilled pork tenderloin sandwich. We offer many gluten-free meat options, along with the gluten-free buns located only in this stand. That's the Hot Corner Grill, right down the third base line at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hi, fans. This is Bobby Mulacki, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Top half of six for us on the way here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Bobby Mulacki. Now into pitch for Cedar Rapids here in the sixth with the Colonels up 6-3. First pitch from Mulacki is a strike at 94, 0-1. Here to the right-handed hitting Jacob Bushberger, 3-4-5 to face Bobby Mulacki as he misses down and in on the slider, now 1-1. Mulacki ready here on the 1-1, kicks and fires, down and outside, 2-1. Mulacki stands 6'2", 210 pounds. Four seam, a cutter, slider, curve, and a change. 2-1, sit down. Pardon. Oh, there's strike two. Every now and then you'll get one of those. So now it's 2-2. Let's see if Bobby can't make up for that one for me. Right-hander kicks and fires. Just misses down and outside. Now 3-2. Bushberger with a fly out and a ground out today. The 3-2 inside, ball four. So Bushberger draws the walk.
Now L.J. Jones, the designated hitter for Peoria, will stride to the batter's box. Jones doubled into right center field. Back in the first inning, later scored on a Chamberlain single. Malachi here from the stretch, misses high at 85. 1-0 here to the right-handed hitting Jones. Malachi re-signed with the Twins as a minor league free agent back in December. 1-0. Strike one on the edge. 94 on that Malachi fastball. Right-hander ready now on the 1-1. Ball two downstairs at 93. Yesterday was anniversary of when Bobby's dad, Bob, threw a complete game shutout against the Twins and faced just 27 batters. Two balls and one strike. Big swing and a miss now, 2-2. Good cutter there from Malachi at 87. Two balls, two strikes. Malachi here to L.J. Jones. Right-hander kicks and goes. Sit down. He got him on the cutter. One down here in the sixth. Bobby Malachi with the strikeout. Now Matt Chamberlain. One for two today with a single and a flyout. Malachi peers on in looking for a sign from Jefferson Morales. Kicks and deals, misses down and in, 1-0. Bob Malachi, back on April 23rd, 1989, faced the minimum 27 hitters in a rare complete game shutout with those 27 batters faced. He'll have three hits and two walks. 1-0, half swing and a miss. They check down to first, and back in time is Bushberger. They did rule that Chamberlain offered to that pinch, so it's 1-1. Bob Malachi had some help from four ground ball double plays and one caught stealing behind him. Back on the 23rd against the Twins. One ball and one strike. Wave and a miss. Another back pick on to first. Bushberger back in safely. It's now 1-2 from Malachi to Chamberlain. Bobby peering on in, looking for a sign from Jefferson Morales. One ball and two strikes. The runner goes, swinging a foul in and out of the mitt of Morales. We'll do it all over again at 1-2. See if they run Bushberger again. One for one on stolen bases this year. Malachi out of the pen for the Colonels, yet to allow a run in 5 1/3. This ball grounded foul off towards Willie Martin, the first base coach. Now 1-2 again. Bobby yet to allow an earned run in relief. Four appearances, five strikeouts, one walk. One ball, two strikes here with one down. Malachi ready here on the 1-2. He kicks and goes. Bushberger moving. Called strike three. Back pick to first. Oh, not in time. Jefferson thought he had him, looking into his dugout. So Chamberlain down on strikes. Now with two down, we'll have Mac Chambers. Chambers 0 for 2, a flyout and a ground out. 95 on that Malachi fastball to put away Chamberlain. Two strikeouts for Bobby here in the sixth, looking to punch out the side. He'll work on Chambers. The first pitch is a strike in the outside corner. Jefferson definitely has a lot of attention on Bushberger right now. 0-1 from Malachi to Chambers. Up high at 88 now, one ball and one strike. That's the cutter there from Malachi. One and one here with two down. Just missed the knees at 93. Now 2-1. Bushberger off of first. Malachi trying to get back into this count on the 2-1. This ball ripped foul. Land well over the plaza to our right. 2-2 once again. Bobby Malachi here on Mac Chambers. Right-hander Malachi, glove at the belt. He will kick in deal. Misses outside at 93. Malachi, 25 years of age. Going to punch out the side here in the sixth, the 3-2. Grounded towards the right side and through a vacated hole with the shift in play. Turning at second, Bushberger. He'll be into third, standing up. It's a single for Mac Chambers. A good battle between he and Malachi. And now the Chiefs have been on the corners in the tying run at the plate with Thomas Francisco. Francisco homered in his last at bat, and one swing of the bat would tie this game. Bushberger on third, Chambers on first. And now Mark Moriarty will pop out of the Colonel's dugout. Go chat with Malachi. Maybe he sees something that he wants Bobby to adjust, or maybe just to remind him, like, hey, look, this is a big spot right here. This is how we've been attacking Francisco. Here's what worked for him on that last at bat. Let's not let him do that. Gives us a chance to look at that final line today on Aaron Rozek. He goes 5 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, all of which were earned. Struck out 2, walked 1. He allowed 2 home runs today. He's in line for his third straight win to open up 2022. That's if the bullpen can hang on to things. Derek Molina will head down to the bullpen for Cedar Rapids to start throwing. Bobby Malachi working in a jam here. Right on left matchup, Malachi peering in. Right-hander ready, kicks and goes. First pitch fouled away. We'll land near some fans. On that third baseline, 0-1. From the right-hander, Malachi. Chambers with the lead off of first, a big lead over there. Malachi kicks and deals, strike 2 on the edge. 94 on that Malachi fastball, make it 95 in fact. 0-2, Malachi to Francisco. Grounded up the first base line and gloved on the foul side by Sabato, who had both heels on first base. Sabato will nonchalantly blow a bubble and go back to fielding his position. Sabato holding Chambers on first over there. Thomas Francisco digging in the 0-2, high and outside at 95. Malachi trying to get him to chase. Bobby, 27 pitches here in the sixth. This might be his one and only inning that he gets. 1-2. Bounces a slider to the plate, blocked well by Morales as he looks Bushberger back to third. Derek Molina warming in the pen for Cedar Rapids. The bullpen has been very good lately for the Colonels. 2-2 on the way from Malachi. Sit down. He strikes out Francisco with the cutter. And we move on to the home half of 6 right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Malachi puts a pair on, but he strikes out the side to get out of the jam. Javier Holland and Willie Joe, when we come back, home half of 6, 6-3 Colonels.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here. With MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams, live or on demand. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hola, fanáticos. Soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Colonels Baseball Network.
Home half of six for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Michael Yasenka. Back in on the hill as a fan throws back that entire beer bat. Might feel that one tomorrow as Wander Javier, Will Holland, and Willie Joe Gary Jr. will step in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels to open up the home half of six. Yasenka kicks and goes. There's ball one outside. Javier one for two with a single today. Swings and fouls one off the catcher. Richardson now one ball and one strike. Take a look at the Midwest League scoreboard here today on a gorgeous April afternoon. Javier fouls off the 1-1. Now one ball and two strikes to Wander.
Thank you for playing and supporting the Colonels Foundation 50-50 raffle.
Of course, here in Cedar Rapids, it's 6-3 Colonels over the Chiefs as Wander swings through a high fastball. For a punch out, there's the first down of the sixth for Yasenka, and now Will Holland. One for two with a single and a fielder's choice. A few finals already. Here in the Midwest League. Fort Wayne, 13-5 over Lansing. Lake County, 9-6 over Great Lakes. Dayton beat West Michigan, 9-2. There's ball one high and tight on Holland. And South Bend took care of Beloit, 5-3 in walk-off fashion. Strike one on the inside corner to Holland. That means that Beloit will be heading back home at 4-11 to welcome the Colonels to Beloit on Tuesday. 1-1 downstairs now, 2-1 to Holland. They do appeal down, and oh, yes, he did, says Joe McCarthy. That series will start on Tuesday night. Catch that full series right here on the Colonels Baseball Network, 6:35 on Tuesday. Holland grounds us towards the left side, picked up by Wynn. He'll throw over to first for out number two, and Holland limping. He kind of got out of the box not so comfortably and is favoring that left ankle as he'll limp back to the dugout. And you hope Holland's all right. Don't know if he stumbled on something getting out of the box. Bring up Willie Joe Gary Jr. after Holland grounds out. Matt Smith will take a look at Holland down in the dugout. It's ball one to Willie Joe Gary, 1-0. From the right-hander, Yasenka. Downstairs, 2-0 to Willie Joe. The only other game in action right now in the Midwest League is the one in Wisconsin where Quad Cities is pouring it on the Timber Rattlers. 2-0, this ball blasted out to deep right field. Chamberlain looking back, and that'll bounce off the base of the wall. Willie Joe around first. He'll turn on the accelerator and coast into second, standing up with his second double of the game. A two-out double for Willie Joe Gary Jr. He stays hot. And now Anthony Prado. Willie Joe not falling behind here in the series and not fooled
by that pitch, low and in, belting it out to right center. Willie Joe here in the series, now 5-for-16. 2-for-3 today. Anthony Prado steps in, a multi-hit game already. Leadoff home run, a single, and a flyout. Yasanka here from the stretch. It's ball one outside from Yasanka. Willie Joe snapped a streak of 8 straight retired for Yasanka out of the bullpen. Right now in Wisconsin, the Timber Rattlers trail Quad Cities 18-1 in Appleton. It's ball two outside. It's the third double of the season for Willie Joe, and now Richardson will go chat with Yasanka about something. 2-0. From Yasanka to Anthony Prado. Anthony enjoying a very nice April here in 2022. Strike one on the inside corner. The Gazette's beat reporter Jeff Johnson with a really nice article on Anthony Prado yesterday. Talking about how everything he does is just, he's professional. Strike two on the inside corner. 2-2. Prado enjoying things. A very good start to the season here with the Colonels. Average well above 300. 2-2. High and outside. Now 3-2. Prado leads the Midwest League with 19 runs scored. He's top six in hitting at 352. Payoff pitch on the way from Yasanka. Prado sends a ball high out to left field. Antico will come in a little bit as that ball hangs up in the wind and falls on down for out number three. Antico makes the grab. We move on to the top of the seventh. The Colonels get a man on with the Willie Joe Gary Jr. double. It'll be Tommy Jew, Zade Richardson, and Mason Wynn to face Bobby Malacky when we come back.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Hey fans, this is Nate Sennett, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh on the way for us here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids leads Peoria 6-3. It's Tommy Jew, Zane Richardson, and Mason Wynn are the three scheduled to face Bobby Malacky. First pitch, a good fastball cut on through, 0-1 to Tommy Jew. 93 on that Malacky fastball. The right-hander kicks and goes. This ball popped up right side. Sabato looking into the sky to his left, now moving back. Prado will call and drop it. Prado calling it off behind Sabato, and he was unable to make that squeeze. That'll probably be an E4 on Anthony Prado to allow Tommy Jew to ring.
Pitcher number 39, Zane Richardson.
Is an error on Prado as Tommy Jew will hold it first with none retired here in the seventh. Now the right-hander Bobby Malacky will have to go to work on the right-hander Zane Richardson. Strike one, starting him off with a slider, 0-1. Malachi has been very reliable out of the bullpen for the Colonels, working on a hold here. Ball one downstairs, blocked well by Jefferson. Toss a baseball out, and Derek Molina going down to the pen to start warming up for the Colonels. Jair Camargo will go down and catch him. One ball and one strike from Malachi. This ball fouled back now, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. There's Molina warming up in the pen for Cedar Rapids. Malachi kicks and goes. Grounded up the middle, could be two. Prado to a knee, flips on to Wander. Relay to first, double play. 4-6-3. On that double play off the bat of Zane Richardson. That's how you do it for Bobby Malachi, getting two quick outs on the ground ball, and now Mason Wynn. 1-3, a homer, a flyout, and a strikeout for Mason Wynn. Led off the ball game with a first pitch solo home run. Cedar Rapids responded though, playing four in the second after tying the game with two in the first. Swing and a miss by Wynn. At the cutter at 88. 0-1, this ball bounced left side, wanders, scoops, tosses, and we are through the seventh. Malachi works around the error that led off the inning, gets a ground ball double play to pick up his defense. We move on, home half of seven, time to stretch. The Colonels on top, 6-3 here against Peoria.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches. Goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Christian Encarnacion Strand, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Leonardo Taveras will come in a pitch for the Peoria Chiefs here in the home half of the seventh. Cedar Rapids up 6-3 on Peoria as Encarnacion Strand will step in. Right-on-right matchup here for Leonardo Taveras, coming on in relief of Yasenka. Right-hander kicks and goes. Christian looks at ball one, high and tight. Encarnacion Strand 2-for-3 today with a double, a triple, and a strikeout. 1-0 here from Taveras. Right-hander with a pause, now he'll kick and deliver. Encarnacion Strand fouls one away, now 1-1. Encarnacion Strand, another multi-hit game for him here today. He now has 8 here in 2022. That's in 14 games played. One ball, one strike. Taveras kicks and goes. Ball two outside. He could not have a multi-hit game on Tuesday and Wednesday, and he would still have multiple hits in at least half the games that he's playing. Two balls and a strike. And the way from Taveras. Fouled straight back. Now two balls and two strikes. They did go final in Wisconsin up at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. Quad Cities 18, the Timber Rattlers 1.
So the Colonels are, for now, alone in first place. They lock this one up. They will indeed be alone in first going into their series in Beloit. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Down goes Encarnacion Strand. Striking out on the fastball at 94 there from Taveras. Aaron Sabato now 1-for-3 with a single and a couple of strikeouts. Right-hander Taveras, 6'4", 212 pounds. 4 strikeouts, 1 walk, and 3 2/3. 23-year-old righty. Inside at 83 there on the slider now 1-0. One and oh here on Aaron Sabato. Seth Gray on deck. Sabato pops this up right side. Foul ground maybe for Francisco into the Colonel's bullpen, and that'll land out of play. So 1-1. Here from Leonardo Taveras. The righty ready here from the stretch. 1-1 on the way to Sabato. Way inside, nearly hitting Sabato. Now 2-1. Look around the Minnesota Twins affiliates here today. Bottom of the eighth in Wichita. The Wind Surge lead 9-6 over Midland. 2 balls and a strike here on the way to Sabato. High and in now 3-1. Michael Hellman has a multi-hit game up in Wichita, 2-for-3, a double. Matt Wallner has 3 RBI and a 2-for-4 game. 3 balls and 1 strike. Sabato looks at strike 2 in the inside corner. Edward Julian with a triple today, 1-for-4 for Wichita. Righty kicks and goes, and Taveras lost Sabato, missing down and in for ball 4. And Sabato with a one-out walk and a man aboard here for Cedar Rapids. Former Colonel Matt Canarino threw 3 scoreless today for Wichita. Did not walk a batter or allow a hit, striking out 3. Seth Gray will dig in, 1-for-3 with a single, a fly out and a ground out. Right-hander Taveras here from the stretch. Kicks and goes, down and in. 1-0 on Gray. Deandon walked off Fort Myers today, 3-2. Taveras from the stretch. Gray looks at ball 2 outside. Right on left matchup here, 6-3 Cedar Rapids, home half of 7. One down, and Sabato on first after he drew a walk. Strike 1 on the outside edge from Taveras to Gray. And Toledo defeated St. Paul 8-3 in their series finale today. 2-1 to Gray, way upstairs now, 3-1. Taveras, 15 pitches, just 6 strikes. Curtis Terry had a couple of hits, including a double for St. Paul today. 3-1. Gray grounds a ball towards second, picked up by Chambers. On to second for 1, and no return throw on to first. Chambers not able to get that ball out quickly to second base. So it's a fielder's choice off the bat of Seth Gray, retiring Sabato. And that'll bring up Jefferson Morales. Morales 0-for-3 today, a line out, a couple of ground outs. Your Major League scoreboard. Here today, the Minnesota Twins just tied things up. Byron Buxton with a home run to tie things with Chicago. There's ball 1 up and in on Morales. Taveras ready here on the 1-0. Jefferson fouls this away now, 1 ball and a strike. Some finals already. Here today, the Rockies 6-2 over the Tigers. Tampa Bay 5-2 over the Red Sox. The Yankees took care of Cleveland 10-2. The Reds 4-1 over the Cardinals. 1-1, there goes Gray, and the pitch ran in and hit Morales on the right hand. So Jefferson hit by the pitch, and the Cardinals will have two men on with two down. Two men out there for Alaric Soleri. Looks like Jefferson is all right as he goes down to chat with Jairo Rodriguez at first.
Right fielder number 46, Alaric Soleri.
Gray on second, Morales on first. We're ready to go now as Soleri steps in. Morales has continued to be a good source of getting on base for the Cardinals here in this series. 312 average, couple of walks, been hit by a pitch. There's ball one outside. 1-0, and now time calm. As Edwin Moreno, the pitching coach, will come out of the dugout for the Peoria Chiefs. We'll get a few more scores around Major League Baseball today as a new pitcher begins to warm for Peoria, that being a right-hander down there in the pen. Bottom nine, the Giants lead the Nats on the road, 12-3. The Marlins up on the Braves, 5-1, top half of nine. Blue Jays and the Astros are tied at 6-7. Just mentioned, the Twins are now tied with the White Sox at 3 apiece. On a home run by Byron Buxton to tie things up for Minnesota. Top of five, Pittsburgh up on the Cubs, 4-2. Top of the second, in Anaheim, the Angels up 6-0 on the O's. The Rangers and the A's scoreless in the third. The Mets up 1 on the D-backs in the third. Dodgers 3, Padres 0 also in the third inning. And wrapping up the scores, the Royals trail the Mariners 2-1 in the third. Soleri looks at ball 1 down and outside on a fastball from Leonardo Taveras. 1-0 to the right-handed hitting Alaric Soleri with the right-hander up in the pen. Emmanuel Solano starting to throw a fastball at 95. Cut on through by Soleri. Now 2-1. A man on first and second here for the Cardinals. Up by three. Two balls and a strike on the way from Taveras to Soleri. Ball three outside. Taveras has struggled to throw strikes here in the inning. 9 of them on 23 pitches. 3-1 here to Soleri. Waving a miss now, 3-2. Al chasing that fastball. Three balls, two strikes, two down here in the seventh. Runners will be moving. Soleri bounces the ball towards third. Gloved by Buschberger. He'll throw over to first in time for out number three. Colonels put a couple on. We'll be back in the top of the eighth. Antico, Buschberger, and Jones. Derek Molina will come into pitch for the Colonels when we come back.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Keep your hands warm and your cans cool with a Can Koozie, presented by Ann Rochar Realtor and Keller Williams Legacy Group, Cedar Rapids. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Friday, June 24th, and you will receive a free Can Koozie. Pick the clothes that are right for you and come see Daniel Tiger at Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night on June 25th. The Cedar Rapids Colonels welcome Daniel Tiger to our neighborhood for a night full of friendship and fun with free colorable Iowa PBS Kids Cinch Bags available on the concourse. That's Iowa PBS Daniel Tiger Night, June 25th at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey fans, this is Derek Molina, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Derek Molina comes on to pitch for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the eighth inning. Molina on in relief of Bobby Malacky, who gave the Colonels two scoreless innings of relief, striking out three. Mike Antico will lead things off, 0 for 3. Strikeout, a lineout, and a flyout today. Colonels 6 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, and they've left on 6. Now Antico with a blast out to right center field. Holland with a long run looking up, and that'll one hop off the wall. Will has it slip out of his hand as he gets ready to throw. Antico around second, and he's into third, standing up with a leadoff triple. I think no matter what, Antico was going to think 3. It was only a question of whether or not Holland was going to be able to make a play and make it a close play at third. So Antico in there at third. They lead off triple for Peoria now. 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, and 4 left on. This is the 6th hit of the ball game for the Chiefs. That off the bat of Antico. Molina here from the stretch. Kicks, goes, and misses just outside, 1-0. Molina in relief here for Cedar Rapids. Right-hander from Atwater, California. 24 years old, 6'3". Right-hander kicks and goes on the 1-0. Fouled away now, 1-1. Denny Bentley starts to warm down in the Colonel's pen. Molina this season yet to allow a run in 4 1/3. 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. 1 ball and 1 strike here from Molina. Kicks and goes. Up high. On the slider at 87 now, 2-1. 4 seam, a curve, a change, and a slider from Molina. Antico off of third, the Colonels infield playing back. It's a wave and a miss and a very good change up there from Molina, now 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Molina would love a strikeout of Bushberger. Derek from the belts. He kicks and goes. Grounded toward short. That'll plate the run. Wander gloves and throws on to Sabato for out number one. 6-3 on the ground out, scoring Antico. That makes it a 6-4 ball game. And now L.J. Jones with the bases empty and one down.
Number 20, L.J. Jones.
Jones, the big right-handed bat. A triple for Antico is his first of the season. That RBI now for Bushberger with RBI number 10 of the season. First offering to Jones is a strike in the inside edge, a fastball at 90. Denny Bentley warming the pen for Cedar Rapids. Right-hander Molina ready here on the 0-1. Low and away on the fastball. Now one ball and one strike. Derek Molina, love him to get the 8th, and then Bentley comes on for the 9th. 2-run ball game now here. 1-1 from Molina. High and in on the slider now, 2-1. Molina last season won 7 games across 32 relief outings with the Colonels. 2-1. Grounded towards the right side and through off the bat of Jones. He's aboard with a 1-out single. Now Matt Chamberlain with a man on first and 1 down. Chamberlain 1-for-3, a single and a flyout. He's also struck out looking today.
Jones has a multi-hit game for Peoria, 2-for-4. The double and a single. He'll take a short lead off of first. Molina here from the stretch. Lifted up into the air left side, slicing out of play, and that will land right next to the tarp. Now 0-1. No balls, one strike. From Molina to Chamberlain. No series or mound today for the Colonels in the ninth. He pitched yesterday. 0-1 here from Molina. Right-hander ready, he'll kick and fire. Missing inside on the slide piece at 86, now 1-1. For the Colonels in the home half of the eighth, it'll be 7, 8, and 9, Javier Holland and Willie Jones. 1-1. Off the plate on the changeup, now 2-1. Molina last year worked at a 46% fly ball rate. This season, an even split between grounders and fly balls. 2-1 just off the plate on the fastball, now 3-1. Molina trying to find a way to get a ground ball here, or at the very least, just get Chamberlain. Jones off of Ferns. 3-1. This ball belted down the left field line, slicing foul, and that will land foul in the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion. Ends up just a few feet past Willie Jones. He'll flip that ball out towards the line to a couple of kids. Sets us up for a big payoff pitch from Molina to Chamberlain. Peoria right fielder digging in the open stance. 3-2 for Molina. The runner moving. Pitch misses low for ball four. So LJ Jones ahead to second. Chamberlain at first. One down here in the eighth. And tying run is now on first base for Peoria with Mac Chambers stepping into the batter's box.
Second baseman, number 19, Mac Chambers.
And Brian Dinkelman will pop out of the Colonel's dugout, and that will be it for Derek Molina. He'll leave two men on. Denny Bentley will get the ball here with one down in the eighth. Cedar Rapids leading 6-4 here against Peoria. The Chiefs trailing by two. Denny Bentley coming in to try and keep this game a two-run Colonel's lead when we return here to the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Here we go, and the 2-2 pitcher, ground ball to short, charging his Castro, he fields, he throws, not in time! Buxton beat it, Cruz scores, and the Twins win it 4-3.
He's to the line, and the left-hander delivers. Puckett swings and hits a blast, deep left center, way back, it's gone! The Twins go to the seventh game! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett! Touch them all, Kirby Puckett!
A swing and a drive, left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes. Grand slam, Sano!
Hey, Colonels fans, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, here to remind you that the Colonels Game of the Week is back on KMRY. That's right, on 93.1 FM, 1450 AM KMRY, you can catch every Wednesday Colonels game live on the air.
Here's the payoff pitch, and a line drive caught by Tolbert. He's done it. He has done it. Francisco Lariano has pitched a no-hitter.
Stay connected with the Cedar Rapids Colonels all year long by following the Colonels' socials. Catch up with the Colonels on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at CR Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Denny Bentley, and you are listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Denny Bentley comes in for the Cedar Rapids Colonels with Cedar Rapids on top, 6-4. One run already in here in the inning for the Peoria Chiefs. As Cedar Rapids will hand the ball off to Denny Bentley in relief of Derek Molina. Bentley coming into a big opportunity with a couple of runners out there for the Peoria Chiefs. Bentley this season has been absolutely nails in the Colonel's pen. 4 appearances, 5 2/3, 1 earned run allowed for Bentley, a 1.59 ERA. Struck out 7, walked just 2. Matt Chambers will step in, batting from the right side of the plate here as the switch hitter moves across the plate from left to right. And now Denny Bentley will work with 2 men aboard. Bentley, a ground ball specialist. He gets a lot of ground balls. First pitch, grounded foul. 0-1 to Mac Chambers. Last year, Bentley worked at a 49% ground ball rate. This season, Bentley with a 70% ground ball rate. He would love a ground ball double play. Colonels have Chambers played to pull here. 0-1 from Bentley. Wave and a miss and a filthy changeup now, 0-2. It's a four-seam fastball, a circle change, a slider, and a curveball for Bentley. Changeup, kind of his go-to pitch against right-handed hitters. 0-2 on the way from the Colonel's southpaw in a big spot. Fouled straight back on the fastball at 93. 0-2 from Bentley to Chambers. Colonel Southpaw, long flow of hair rolling out the back of his cap. 0-2 here from Denny. Sit down, he got him on the slider for out number 2. Big second out of the inning recorded here by Denny Bentley, coming in and striking out Mac Chambers. Now the left-handed hitting Thomas Francisco. Bentley has yet to allow a hit to a left-handed hitter this season. He was outstanding in September last year. Left-hander kicks and goes, this ball bounced foul. Bentley last season had a scoreless outing in 24 of his 35 appearances. Makes for just over 68%. No balls and a strike from Bentley. He's back at second, he'll kick and fire. This is outside. Jefferson thought about throwing down to second, but opts not to. 1-1 from Bentley to Francisco. Jones on second, Chamberlain on first. 1-1, called strike 2 in the end. Good fastball at 92. Very nice arm side run. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 down here in the top half of the inning. Bentley kicks and goes. Misses down and away. Morales sees it squib away, and a wild pitch will allow both runners to advance 90 feet. So as the count runs to 2-2, an even bigger spot now for Bentley, because a base hit off the bat of Francisco would likely tie this game up. 2 balls and 2 strikes, 2 down here in the sixth. Bentley looking to get the Colonels out of this inning. He kicks and fires. Lifted down the left field line and foul. Out into the lawn, so we'll do it again at 2-2. 93 on that Bentley fastball. Now you wonder, do you go slider down and away? Do you come inner half with a fastball? Morales sets up outside. Here's the 2-2 from Denny. Sit down, he freezes him with a slider, and we move on to the home half of 8. Bentley comes into a 2-man-on, 1-down situation and leaves the tying run on base with 2 punch-outs. On to the home half we go. Javier Holland and Willie Joe when we come back. The Colonels lead it 6-4.
Every Cedar Rapids Colonels Saturday home game this summer is a fireworks Saturday. Following Following each Colonels Saturday home game, fans will be treated to a fireworks show at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Fireworks Saturday. Catch them after every Colonels Saturday home game this summer.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Fans can play baseball bingo at Colonels Sunday home games this season.
Is that the way you say it? That's a bingo?
You just say bingo.
Play along every Sunday at Veterans Memorial Stadium for a chance to win a special Amana weekend getaway sponsored by Ox Yoke Inn.
Bingo! How fun!
Single game tickets are on sale now for the 2022 Cedar Rapids Colonels season. Visit colonels.com to purchase tickets or call the ticket office at 319-896-7560. The ticket office is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. It's a party at the park all summer long with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hola fanáticos, soy Wander Javier y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Wander Javier steps in and takes a strike from Emmanuel Solano here in the home half of the eighth inning. 6-4, Cedar Rapids. The Colonels leading here on the Colonels Baseball Network, looking to make it a 5-1 series win here over Peoria. 1-1 well outside, 2-1 on Wander Javier from Solano. Solano into pitch in relief of Taveras. 2-1 to Javier, sent out towards right field. Chamberlain looking into the sun. He has a read, and he'll put it away for out number one. Javier flying out to right, and now Will Holland. 1-3 today, a fielder's choice, a single and a ground out. Solano, the 23-year-old right-hander, is one of the Chiefs' most consistent relievers last year. Right-hander ready. He'll kick and fire here on Javier. Outside for a ball. 1-0. Right-hander Solano kicks and deals. Wander takes a strike in the inside corner. Now 1-1. Solano here on the 1-1. Well outside now. 2-1. This season, Solano 0-1. Three innings of work, four hits, six runs, three earned. He struck out three and walked one. 2-1, called strike two at the knees on Will Holland. Denny Bentley will get the ninth today for Cedar Rapids. He'll be going for a save for the Colonels. 2-2 on the way from Solano. Javier looks at ball three downstairs. Willie Joe in the on-deck circle here for Cedar Rapids. They'd love to have speed aboard here with Holland. Payoff pitch here from Solano. Wave and a miss. Holland strikes down on a good slider. There's out number two here in the eighth, and that'll bring up Willie Joe Gary Jr. 2-3 with a couple of doubles today. Willie Joe having himself a very nice series. 5-16. He offers at it for strike one, 0-1. Trying to lay down a bunt. Buchberger creeping in. Time called by our home plate umpire as Joe Gary digs back into the box. 0-1 on the way from Emmanuel Solano. Grounded towards second. This is picked up by Chambers. He'll toss on to first. Colonels go down to 1-2-3. We move on to the ninth. Denny Bentley will look to slam the door on his first save of the season. Tommy Jews, Zade Richardson, and Mason Wynn when we come back. 6-4, Cedar Rapids on top.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown.
See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Star Wars Night is back in 2022. Colonels fans, help defend the galaxy on May 20th as Cedar Rapids welcomes back Star Wars Night. The Colonels will wear Star Wars jerseys available for auction after the game, and the 501st Central Garrison will be on the concourse to greet fans. Star Wars Night, returning to the galaxy May 20th. The NCAA Division III College World Series returns for a third year at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
To left, Caster. Catches. Goals, get it! And birds of a feather dogpile together.
The Seagulls from Salisbury win their first ever national championship.
D3 Baseball's Finest takes on Cedar Rapids June 3rd through the 8th. Go to NCAA.com for ticket information.
Hey fans, this is Denny Bentley, and you are listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Denny Bentley looking for save number one here of 2022 as he'll be on to face Tommy Ju, Zane Richardson, and Mason Wynn. Bentley with a pair of strikeouts in the eighth inning to finish things out. There's a first pitch bunted out up the first baseline. Bentley barehands and fires it wildly at the first baseline. Ju turned, Prado will pick it up and then have some trouble with it there on the bullpen mound, flipping it on to Sabato. So it'll be an infield single, at bunt single for Tommy Ju. That puts a tying run at the plate for Zane Richardson. Peoria down 6-4. Cedar Rapids here with 6 runs on 11 hits, 1 error and 6 left aboard. 4 runs on 8 hits, 1 error and 6 left on for Peoria. Bentley rocks and goes. There's strike one on the inside corner here on Zane Richardson from the Colonel's southpaw, Denny Bentley. Oh, and one. Downstairs. They're on the changeup. Now one ball and one strike. Tommy Ju off that first base bag. He has some speed. I think you'd want to run him here, though. Slider bounced in front of the plate and foul. Now one and two. With Ju's speed, he's 6-for-7 on the base paths, but as mentioned, Ju's presence on the base paths means that the tying run is at the plate for Peoria, so they definitely don't want to run into any outs. Jefferson has a very good arm behind the plate. One and two, Bentley here to Zane Richardson with the infield play to pull. Denny rocks and goes. Fouled off of Morales, who looks for the baseball and does not have it, is on a roll all the way to the backstop. Jefferson is steady as they come defensively. 5'8", Colonel's catcher. He's played very well this season, 1-2. Bentley to Richardson, down and in, and that skips away from Morales. Headed to second is Ju. Jefferson will track that ball down at the backstop as the count runs to 2-2. Ju ahead to second on that wild pitch. Two and two. Now from Denny Bentley. Morales has worked the pitchers to the lowest catcher ERA of the staff this season. Two and two from Bentley. Bounced foul into the Peoria dugout. Denny looking for a putaway pitch here on Richardson. In search of his first down here tonight. 3 outs away from a Colonels win here tonight. 2-2 from Bentley. Fouled away. Colonels will open up a six-game series with Beloit on Tuesday on the road. We'll be back here to host Quad Cities the following week. 2-2 here from Denny Bentley to Zane Richardson. Colonel Southpaw kicks and deals. Got him swinging. Swinging and misses that high fastball at 93. Bentley has his first out of the ninth, and now Mason Wynn will stride to the box. Three outs, all of them by way of the punch out for Bentley today. Denny gets the sign he wants. From the belt, he'll kick and deal. All one inside on Wynn. Starting him off with that change. Tommy Jew off of second. 1-0 here from Bentley. Down and away. Couldn't get him to fish for that change up. Now 2-0. Wynn, a dangerous hitter. He can certainly jump the yard on one swing. 2-0. Called strike one on the outside edge. Coming back this time with that slider. Jew off of second. Bentley gets the sign he wants from Jefferson Morales. The 2-1 coming on the way to Mason Wynn. This ball sent high out to right center field. Will Holland to his left. He has a read, glove up, and he'll pocket it for out number two. Tagging from second is Jew. The throw cut off by Javier. And the Chiefs are down to their final out. Fly out to center field off the bat of Mason Wynn, Jew to third, and now Mike Antico. Antico, 1-for-4 today. He struck out, lined out, flown out, and tripled. Denny Bentley on the rubber here for Cedar Rapids, looking to slam the door on a save. Misses low and away on the slider, now 1-0. Antico here in this series. 9-for-24. Strike one on the inside corner. Another slider there from Bentley. So ball and a strike, two down here in the ninth. Bentley rocks and deals, misses high and tight now, 2-1. Big opportunity here for Mike Antico. Could do some damage with one swing of the bat. It's like a bouncy ball got onto the left field grass from some fans out in the lawn. Patrick Anderson tried to throw it back onto the lawn, and it got caught in the wind, and it blew back onto the field of play. So Patrick had to go back and get it, send it back to some young fans. We reset. Two balls and a strike from Bentley to Antico. Bounced up the middle. Here's Wander on the run. He gloves and throws. Ball game. Cedar Rapids wins it 6-4 over the Peoria Chiefs. Denny Bentley slams the door on his first save of the season. Aaron Rozek wins his third straight start. The Colonels with a big early couple of innings. Two runs in the first, four in the second. They scratch an early 2-0 deficit and win this one 6-4. For Cedar Rapids, they now stand alone in the West Division standings in first place with the best record in the Midwest League at 12-3. Peoria falling to 7-8 here in 2022. The winning pitcher today is Aaron Rozek. He improves to 3-0 on the season. Those three wins leading the Midwest League, taking the losses, Logan Gregg, the save to Denny Bentley. Both Bobby Malacky and Derek Molina pick up holds today for Cedar Rapids. The Colonels win it 6-4, six runs on 11 hits, one error and six left on for Cedar Rapids.
for the Chiefs. Four runs on eight hits, one error, and seven men left to board. We'll step away and come back in 60 seconds with your Colonels post-game report. Cedar Rapids wins it 6-4. They take the series 5-1. The Cedar Rapids Colonels alone in first place with a 12-3 record here in the West Division.
All Ears is the official podcast of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Join us as we chat with Cedar Rapids baseball influencers ranging from Major League Baseball Hall of Famers, past and present Colonels managers, personalities from the community, and more.
I think the number one thing for me was the host families. Getting to know the people of Cedar Rapids in the town and the area.
All Ears with the Cedar Rapids Colonels is on Apple, Spotify, Google, and other podcast platforms. Subscribe today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels are back in 2022.
Bring your family, meet your friends. This is where the fun never ends.
Come out to a party in the park this summer at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Hey, girls, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Aaron Rozek, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Colonels postgame report. Cedar Rapids wins it 6-4 over the Peoria Chiefs here in Game 6 of the series. It's a 5-1 series win for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. What a series it was. Here, Cedar Rapids taking care of business against Peoria, improving their record to 12-3 with the win here today. Aaron Rozek with the win, his third of the season. He's won all three of his starts here to open up 2022 for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The loss to Logan Gregg as he falls to 0-1. A save for Denny Bentley, his first of the season. Bobby Malacky picks up his second hold. Derek Molina with his first hold here of 2022. For the Colonels, 6 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, and 6 men left aboard. Peoria with 4 runs on 8 hits, 1 error, and 7 men left on. Your scoring summary here today. The Peoria Chiefs had the opening tally. It was a solo shot off the bat of Mason Wynn on the first pitch he saw coming back from that little injury spell where he was out the last couple of days. Mason Wynn returning to the lineup with a thunderous bomb out to left field, giving Peoria a 1-0 lead. LJ Jones with a 2-out double. He then scored on a Matt Chamberlain RBI single, making it 2-0 Peoria early on. Cedar Rapids came right back in the home half of the first, though. Anthony Prado with a 0-1 count home run to deep center field to open up his ball game. A leadoff home run for Anthony Prado made it 2-1. Then Encarnacion Strand doubled on a little bloop shot in the left center field. Aaron Sabato singled him home to make it 2-2. The Colonels would add 4 more in the second inning after a leadoff single for Wander Javier. Will Holland bounced into a fielder's choice, then scored from first on a double off the bat of Willie Joe Gary Jr. Anthony Prado singled home Willie Joe. Prado scored all the way from first on a triple off the bat of Christian Encarnacion Strand. Couple batters later, a 2-out single for Seth Gray plated Encarnacion Strand, making it 6-2 Cedar Rapids. Peoria would add one more in the fourth on a Thomas Francisco home run, and then another run came home in the eighth for Peoria, making it 6-4 Colonels, but the Chiefs would not score again. Cedar Rapids wouldn't score again after the second on a day that kind of seemed like it would be a very offensive day with the wind blowing out to center. It ends up coming down to some very good pitching. Aaron Rozek earned the win, his third of the season, with 5 innings of 3-run baseball, 4 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 2. Bobby Malacky with 2 strong scoreless innings with 1 hit allowed. He also walked 1, striking out 3, including the side in the 6th inning here today. Derek Molina retired just 1 batter in relief. Denny Bentley went the rest of the way and slammed the door shut. 1 2/3, 3 strikeouts, just 1 hit allowed on a bunt single for Denny Bentley here this afternoon. For the Peoria Chiefs, Logan Gregg takes the loss. 3 innings of 10-hit baseball, 6 runs, all of which were earned. He struck out 2 and walked none.
Michael Yasanka, three scoreless, one hit. He struck out four and walked none in relief. Leonardo Taveras with a scoreless frame of relief, just as Emmanuel Solano did as well. So the bullpen pretty strong today for Peoria. Five scoreless innings, but those six runs early on 10 hits for the Colonels really doing the damage today. A look at the Colonels' box score. Anthony Prado goes 2 for 4. Two runs scored, a home run, and two RBI. Christian Encarnacion Strand goes 2 for 4 with two runs scored, a double, a triple, and one run knocked in. Willie Joe Gary Jr. had a two-hit day, 2 for 4 with a run scored, a couple of doubles, and an RBI. All but one Colonel today had a base hit, and every single Colonel here who started in this game reached base at least once. Very good offensive day for Cedar Rapids. The bats quieting a little bit in the later stages of the game, but then the defense did their job. The bullpen did their job. Colonels with a very nice win here tonight. 6-4, your final for Cedar Rapids, taking care of business against Peoria. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away, throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 86 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 86 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens through their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. A very good one here today for Cedar Rapids. With the win, they move themselves alone now in first place in the West Division of the Midwest League. 12-3 their record with a 6-3 win. Peoria falls to 7-8. The Colonels will be off tomorrow, and then they open up a six-game series on the road in Beloit. Game one of that set on Tuesday at 6:35 p.m. We'll have the call for you here on the Colonels Baseball Network with the Colonels leadoff show at 6:05 p.m. Cade Povich gets the ball for his third start of 2022, taking on the right-hander M.D. Johnson. Colonels a game ahead of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who will head to Peoria to take on the Chiefs. So the Colonels hoping that those two teams kind of beat up on each other a little bit and give the Colonels a chance to keep building on their lead here in the West Division of the Midwest League. The Colonels are owners of the best record here in the Midwest League. 6-4, they take care of business today against the Peoria Chiefs. The winning pitcher, Aaron Rozek, he is now 3-0. Logan Gregg falls to 0-1. Bobby Malacky with save number one here of 2022. Six runs on 11 hits, one error, and six left aboard for Cedar Rapids. Four runs on 8 hits, one error, and seven men left on for Peoria. And that will do it for us here with the Colonels post-game report. From Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium, the Cedar Rapids Colonels take care of business with a 6-4 win over the Peoria Chiefs. And from Perfect Game Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium, this is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you on Tuesday night.